Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Tuesday, November 2nd. You're now tuned in to another epic edition of the talk of the town now. So without further ado, let's get it in. And welcome to another edition of the talk of the town now. If you want to be entertained and you want to be told the truth at the same time, you tuned into the right place. As I mentioned earlier, today is November 2nd. We're bringing in a brand new month. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I hope everybody had a good, safe Halloween. On today's show, I wanted to use this episode to kind of congratulate myself, to kind of brag on myself a little bit. But before that, I just want to give y'all guys a quick update. As we all know, this is Thanksgiving month. Thanksgiving is coming up at the end of the month. I just wanted y'all to know, I believe Thanksgiving is actually November 25th. Yeah, I believe it's Thursday the 25th. I will be doing the Slackers Talk podcast up until November 23rd. That Tuesday, November 23rd, will be my last episode of season 2. You know, as y'all all know, time goes fast. We headed to a new year. January 1st will be the Slackers Talk 1 year anniversary. You know, I just want to say thanks again. Y'all made this possible. You know, Slackers Talk coming back January 1st, season 3. And I'll be taking the whole month of December off. And it'll be worth it because I got something special in store on New Year's Day for y'all. Or whatever that Tuesday falls on. You know what I mean? We go definitely get it in. Or I might just do something on New Year's Day regardless. You know what I'm saying? Since that's the anniversary. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, why not? You know what I'm saying? Let's celebrate a little bit. So, just a little heads up. The Slackers Talk will be running to the 23rd of this month. I'm going to take December off. And we'll be coming back January 1st for season number 3. I just want to say thank y'all for that. Also, you know, this month, you know, it being Thanksgiving, you know, one thing that I always do, I enjoy giving back. You know, I encourage all my kids to give back. You know, my Vision for Kids organization, my AAU team, Dream Elite, you know, we're definitely going to be giving back. We definitely going to be helping out the homeless this month in our annual Vision for Kids food drive. So, you know, come out, support, definitely look forward, you know, definitely look forward to that. You know what I'm saying? All hands on deck. Anybody interested, they more than welcome. You know, so definitely look out for that. Dates will be posted on the Vision for Kids website at www.visionforkids.com. Also, this month, November 18th, we'll be celebrating the 2-year anniversary of the Vision Live Network. You know what I'm saying? Again, I just want to say thank you to the fans. You know what I'm saying? Y'all made this possible. All my listeners out here, you know, out there, thanks for supporting me. Thanks for supporting the network. And it's only going to get better from here on out, man. You know what I'm saying? It's only going to get more interesting moving forward. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot in store for y'all, man. I just want to say thank you for your support. We got that going on. And even though that I'm not, you know, I won't be putting out an episode in the month of December, I'll still be present, man. You know, I still got the emails. I still got the Jason Slack brand website. Y'all know where to reach me. You know what I'm saying? If something goes on that requires me to do an emergency episode, I will do so. We almost a year in now. You know what I mean? Y'all know, for all my day ones, y'all know me. Y'all know how I do it. But on today's episode, I want to take time to congratulate myself. I want to take time to brag on myself. And if you are day one and you've been listening to me since the very first episode, this is what I encourage, you know, people to do. You know, if you feel like you're successful, which we all should, you know what I'm saying? You feel like you're accomplishing things. Things are moving in the right direction. You have to take the time out to give yourself a pat on the back. You have to take the time out to give yourself credit when credit is due. You know, if you don't give yourself credit, nobody else will either. You know, it starts within you. And on today's show, I want to talk about my AAU team, Dream Elite, and me being a first-time head coach. This past month, on October 17th, made my one-year anniversary since I made my head coaching debut. That's right, my first year coaching is in the books. My rookie season is in the books. And I just want to throw out there, before I even get into statistics and accomplishments and all that, this was my very first time coaching on any level. This was my first time coaching any sport. You know, prior to this last year, I had no experience whatsoever. I'm a former basketball player myself, and I'm a fan of the NBA, so I watch the game, but I never had experience with sitting on any bench as far as coaching. And I have to admit, you know, the very first game, I was a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? There was definitely a sense of nervousness. I think in life, when anybody do something for the first time, there's always like a little sense of nervousness. Or there's always like a sense of, am I doing this right? Or should I be doing this? Or should I be doing that? So any time that you're starting something new, you know, there's going to be an adjustment period. You know, you have to adjust. It takes time to get used to. It takes time to get comfortable. You know, it's called reps. You know, it's repetitive. You know, you keep doing something, the more you get used to it. And the more this comes natural. So my first tournament, we lost our first tournament. You know, so I can say, as far as like wins and losses, I can say it wasn't a success, being that I didn't come home with a championship on my very first tournament. And I'm the type of guy that I'm a compete. You know, I'm a competitor. You know, I want to win. I want to win above all else. You know, every time I step foot on the court, every time I'm standing on that bench, I want to win. And that's the bottom line. So, you know, we didn't come away with the victory in my very first tournament, but in life, I can say it's a success because I accomplished something that I always wanted to do. You know, coaching has always been a dream of mine. And on that day, October 17th, my mission was accomplished. But I must say that it did not take me long to get comfortable. You know, that sense of nervousness left my body real quick. It left real quick. You know, when you out there competing, after a while, you stop thinking about everything else and you focus on what's in front of you. And the reason why I say the sense of nervousness didn't last long, because I was able to win my first championship in less than a month. On November 14th, 2020, I was able to win my first championship. And I must say that's a hell of an accomplishment. You know, in less than a month, that's not only with a rookie head coach, but that's with a team that was just put together, you know, on October 17th. So being that we was able to win a championship in such a short span like that, I gotta say, like, when I look back in my life, that is like one of my greatest accomplishments ever. To be able to take a team that was just put together a little bit over a month before and to already turn them into champions, that's one hell of an accomplishment. Now, for those of y'all that know basketball, there's an old saying, you know, it's kind of like a old written rule. it's hard to win a championship, but it's even harder to repeat as a champion. It's hard to win back-to-back championships, or it's hard in general to win that second one. The reason being, after you win that first championship, you're not a secret no more. You know, you're definitely out there. You on everybody's radar. You know, you the champion. You the best of that tournament. Everybody knows about you. Everybody knows. Everybody's looking to knock you off. Everybody want what you got. Or should I say, everybody wants what you have. Everybody's looking to be the next big thing. And now you have a target on your back. You have to be both mentally and physically tough to repeat as champions, because you're playing a lot of games to make it to these championships, you know, and it could be grueling and it could be very taxing. You have to be in shape and you have to stay focused. Now, just to show you how hard it could be, I went on a drought. I went on a championship drought. And notice I said championship drought. We won our first championship on November 14th, 2020. And we wasn't able to get our second championship until May 8th of 2021. That's a 6-month drought almost, or damn near a 6-month drought. And that's a long time. That's a long time without championships. But the overall message that I sent to my players is that it's a good experience. It's a great experience. It's good in that you have to fight for something that you want, regardless of how easy or how hard it could be. You have to keep on fighting and you have to keep on pushing. It taught my players how never to give up, and just to keep battling, just to keep going at it. You know, the only way to win it is to be in it. You know, don't quit, stay focused, and things will get better. You know, you have your time. Some moments, some tournaments are going to be your time. Some aren't. You know, sometimes the ball goes your way, sometimes it don't. You know, droughts sometimes are good because it shows you how much work you have to put into this. You know, it took Michael Jordan 8 years before he won his first championship. You know, success doesn't happen overnight. But you know what? After we was able to win that second championship, something happened. Something special happened. Something clicked. Something really special started to take off. Because of all that battling we did in between championships, all that hard work we put in, all that grinding, all that experience we gained, all that chemistry we have of playing together and me coaching them and just grinding out and battling and the winning and the losing, something special happened. After we won that second championship, we started to gel, and all that hard work that we put in started to pay off. And it paid off in a major, major way, because we won 5 championships straight after that. A record, 5 straight championships after that, which is an AAU record. Let's just put that in perspective for a minute. 5 championships in a row. Not even the great Boston Celtics ever won 5 in a row. The most they ever won out of their 13 championships, out of the dynasty era that they had, the most they ever won was 4 in a row. Dream Elite, South Carolina, AAU basketball team, won 5 championships in a row. Now, I haven't officially checked the record books, but this has to be some type of record. Not only to win 5 championships in a row, but for a team to win 7 championships before their 1-year anniversary, and for a rookie head coach to win 7 championships before his 1-year anniversary of coaching. That has to be some kind of record. I know I'm going to claim it until somebody says otherwise. I'm definitely going to claim that. And in addition to all the winning, I do learn something from the losses as well. You know, I'm one of those coaches that believe that there's a message and there's a learning experience to be taken from a loss. And as I look back at some of our losses, you know, we have 7 championships, and I believe we played in over 12 championship games. Now, for all the sports experts out there, you know, that really know the game, I know what you're saying. You know, if you was in 12 championship games, that also mean that you lost 5 times if you won 7, you know. And that's true. You know, that's true. But to be able to say that you're in a championship game that many times, that's an accomplishment. You know, that's an accomplishment. I guess in sports period, you know, you're measured by your wins and losses and how many championships that you have. But there's also the common logic that you have to be in the game to win the game. And I look back at some of our losses, and it's not like we were ever overmatched. You know, when you play a game or in a tournament, you can get a sense of, you know, a team is just flat out better than you, or, you know, you're not up to par with that team, or you're not on the same level. But it has never been that situation with us. You know, aside from playing basketball, you know, life happens. You know, of course, all my kids, all my players, they go to school. They have a life outside of basketball. So, you know, all my players wasn't available every tournament. You know, so there's some reshuffling that was done. You know, there's some calls that don't go our way sometimes. Sometimes we didn't execute. We might miss, you know, a layup, or we didn't execute a play right. And I got to say that if everything shook well, if everything went over well, and I was able to have, like, all my players in every tournament, I could very well be sitting here right now a 10-time champion. Very easy, with no problem. This past weekend, we went up to Charlotte, and we played in the tournament. And, you know, we lost the championship game. We lost the championship game by 1 point. We lost to a team that we shouldn't have lost to. We lost a game that we shouldn't have lost. You know, we beat ourselves. But even though we lost, you know, this was the first game that we have played in our new year. You know, this was our first tournament, you know, going into year 2. So, you know, it would have been an accomplishment if we started off with a championship. But you know what? We was right back in it. You know, I was missing a lot of my players that couldn't make it because, you know, school just started and they have other things going on. But we was right there in the championship again. You know, that's an accomplishment in itself. It's like what I've been telling y'all from the beginning. You know, I have the best team in the world. And I really mean that, man. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. You know, this is I enjoy coaching them. This is like the best players that I could ever ask for. And if you haven't, like, checked us out yet or visited the YouTube page, you're missing out, man. Go to YouTube and type in Dream Elite Basketball. And if you haven't caught our game, man, you need to catch the clips. You know what I'm saying? Because you're really missing out on what basketball is about. Aside from, you know, winning championships, aside from the winning and losses, it's the overall message in it, man. You know, this is to all my adult listeners that's listening to the show right now. I encourage y'all to definitely get involved in something like this, man. If it's not coaching, it could be helping somebody out. But I got to tell you, like, it's nothing better, and it's no better feeling than watching some kids do something positive and they doing something that they love to do. And you know in your mind, you're making that happen for them. You know what I'm saying? It's no greater feeling than that. You know, you may be coaching one in particular kid, and you know, he's been on your team since day one, and you remember how he was when he first started with you, and you watching him now, and you just able to see the growth. You just able to see the maturity. You able to see the development. You know, that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Like helping kids be better than me and you was. You know what I'm saying? And that's just my overall dream. You know what I'm saying? Besides the winning, besides the championships, I want all my kids to go to college. I want them to have scholarships. I want them to go to the NBA. I want them to be first picks in the draft. I want them to be first round picks. If it can't be the NBA, I want them to be playing overseas. I want them to be playing in some kind of professional league. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? I want all my players to have an opportunity that I missed out on, you know? And if it's up to me, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure they have that opportunity. And in every sport, or should I say any sport that you talk about, there's a business side of that. And not just coaching the sport of basketball, but I also teach them the business side of it. I'm currently in the middle of setting up for my kids to have their own platforms like YouTube to be able to showcase themselves, you know, because there's companies and there's people out there that try to charge for that, you know, and everybody's not rich. Everybody don't have the money to be able to like showcase themselves, you know. Days like this where they're still in high school and they'll be going to college soon, and the goal is to try to get to the NBA. Before you get to the NBA or before you join a professional league, you're not rich yet. So, you know, everybody don't have the money to be able to showcase themselves like they need to. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I come in at. You know what I'm saying? I want my teammates, my kids, my team to have their own platform. I want them to have access to the same stuff that everybody else does. You know what I'm saying? I want them to be able to set up their own future, you know, and not have to depend on anybody. You know what I'm saying? I want them to know not only the sports, not only like the professional side of it, of how to play the game, but I want them to know the business side of the game, you know, because that's where, you know, a lot of our kids is lacking at. As far as me, I'm not a psychic. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know how long I'm going to coach. I don't know how many tournaments, how many games, you know, how many years. But I do know that as long as I'm coaching, I expect to win every championship. That's just who I am. But aside from the championships, aside from all the winning, my biggest championship that I could ever coach, my biggest championship that I could ever have, my biggest championship that I could ever win is when every last player on my Dream Elite squad goes to the NBA. When I see the day that every kid on my team goes to the NBA, that would be the day that I win my biggest championship. This has been an episode of the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and seven-time champion, head coach of Dream Elite. Thank you for tuning in to The Talk of the Town Now. I hope y'all be blessed and be safe, and we'll talk again later on in the week. Be easy.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.